Seattle's Duwamish River has been the industrial heart of the city for a century. It's been straightened, filled, diked. During World War II, thousands of airplanes were built there. Today, cargo from around the world arrives in massive container ships lining the mouth of the river. Industrial facilities dot its banks. Correspondent Ashley Ahern takes a look at the Duwamish River now and how its future recovery could play out.
For many Seattleites, the Duwamish is an invisible river, but it's not a quiet one. The river comes in the back door of the city, to the west of I-5, past stormwater outflows, marinas, rusting barges, and heaps of scrap metal. It escapes to Puget Sound beneath the West Seattle Bridge, between piles of shipping containers and giant cranes. But despite all that, this river is on the path to recovery. Perhaps no one has been monitoring that recovery as closely as James Rasmussen and Chris Wilkie. Wilkie is the head of the Puget Soundkeeper Alliance, and Rasmussen is with the Duwamish River Cleanup Coalition. We're on a motorboat heading up the Duwamish.
So where are we, James?
We're about ready to cross under the Spokane Street Bridge. Most people cross over this bridge and live in West Seattle or are traveling to West Seattle don't know that this is the Duwamish River because there's no sign on this bridge.
Rasmussen pulls out maps of the river. They're dotted with patches of gray, red, and yellow, representing high levels of arsenic, PCBs, and dioxins. These are all dangerous pollutants, leftovers from this river's industrial legacy. But Rasmussen says things are looking up, slowly.
10 being good and 1 being bad. Well, let me say, 30 years ago was probably a 2. Today it's probably a 4, which is a lot better than it was.
Chris Wilkie points to a concrete wall along the water's edge.
We don't see a lot of natural shoreline as it originally was. The entire estuary here has been straightened and dredged to make way for large ships to come in here. Even still, within this heavily developed landscape, there actually are little pockets where they are restoring some more natural functions to a beach.
So far, the Boeing Corporation, the Port of Seattle, and other responsible parties have put over $100 million into research and cleanup on the Duwamish. James Rasmussen says creatures are taking notice.
We have a river otter down here now.
Really?
And sometimes he's here, he's at Slip 4 in different places, you know, and to see where the wildlife is starting to come back and where they go and that type of thing is fascinating to see.
A few minutes later, as if on cue, a river otter lopes along the muddy beach, ducking under stormwater pipes and pilings.
Oh my gosh! There he is, your friend.
The otter?
Yeah.
Oh, good.
Chris Wilkie takes regular trips up and down the river and says he's been seeing more river otters. But he also sees repeat violators of the Clean Water Act. The act requires industrial facilities to get permits if they want to discharge into waterways. There are more than 24 industrial facilities on this river. They all have permits to release certain amounts of toxic substances, but many of them exceed those permits. Here's one example. The boat slows down as we come alongside a recycling yard run by the Seattle Iron and Metal Company. A clawed excavator pivots back and forth on a heap of scrap metal, picking up the crushed bodies of rusted cars and old boats and flinging them, like tin cans, toward a massive grinder.
When you grind up a car, see that? That's the part that looks like Mad Max. It's a good thing that they recycle, but we look at their piles and we look at where's the stormwater that's coming off of this place. What is it being filled with?
This is actually one of the dirtiest sites on the Duwamish. Their monitoring shows that they are discharging lead, copper, zinc, oil and grease, and other chemicals far in exceedance of their permit.
The copper and zinc discharges here are many times above levels known to harm salmon that migrate through this part of the waterway. The Department of Ecology has never fined Seattle Iron and Metal, even though the company has repeatedly violated its discharge permit. Puget Soundkeeper Alliance recently filed a lawsuit against the company under the Clean Water Act. Seattle Iron and Metal refused to comment for this story. The Department of Ecology classifies the Duwamish River as an impaired waterway. That means the agency is required to come up with a plan to clean it up. And this river's not alone. The majority of rivers tested by state environmental agencies in Idaho, Oregon, and Washington are polluted enough to be listed as impaired waterways. The Duwamish is known to be one of the most polluted rivers on that list, But James Rasmussen says all that attention will pay off.
A change is going on, and no matter what, there's going to be a major change down here. How much of a major change, and is it something that's actually going to get us to where we really need to be, is the question.
The Duwamish is a river with an identity crisis. It's an industrial waterway, but it's also home to various types of marine mammals and fish. People recreate on this river, some even fish here. It's so polluted, though, that it's been declared a Superfund site. Now the responsible parties, including Boeing, the Port of Seattle, and others, are working with state agencies and community members to decide just how clean this river needs to be for future generations. I'm Ashley Ahern on Seattle's Duwamish River.
And you can hear part two of this series tomorrow on Morning Edition.